You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off. We open up the lines. In fact, let me do that right now. There we go. Lines are open. And we're looking for people who want to play. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. That's how you get through and you find us. Here's the way it works. We'll chat with you just a little bit, find out what's going on in your world. And then we'll play the game where we give you a category, and you have but a mere 10 seconds to rattle off five examples. Now, our winner yesterday was Amy. She's the one who owns the body shop.
Oh, that's right.
And we got distracted talking about the people who come in five, six, seven, or more times a year because they keep denting their vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
She says
likes those people.
Yeah, well, they... Hey,
it's dollar business, signs, you know?
Yeah, her business like banks on people like that. She says it happens... there are more people than you think who have half a dozen or more accidents a year.
Isn't that crazy? It's like, just take the license, man. Take the keys.
Anyway, her category that she won with yesterday was five airlines. As I recall, she did like eight or nine of them.
She said she likes to fly.
Yeah. So there you go. We got the new categories for you today and a couple of golden oldies. Let's get players. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. If you are put on hold, please be patient, and we will come back and play this game with you. What's the prize we're offering today?
A four-pack of tickets to the Colorado Garden and Home Show, and that is going on right now through Sunday down at the Colorado Convention Center, and you'll be getting in free courtesy of your boys.
That's a great prize.
Yep.
That's fun. Well, the lines are already packed. You want to just go ahead and play now?
I do want to play now.
Let's just play now. Yeah. I don't want to. We will hold that Maroon 5 song for a few moments. Hi, Kayla. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
So what are you up to today? What's going on in your world?
I am heading to my mom's group this morning. It's called MOPS.
MOPS?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that like a church group?
Yeah, they're kind of a church group. It's mothers of preschoolers. We just get together a couple times a month.
Yeah, I've heard of those groups. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. What will go on at an average get-together? What will you guys do?
Basically eat snacks, drink coffee. Sometimes we have speakers. Sometimes we do crafts.
And then complain about your husbands and kids, right?
Totally not.
Right, right. Sure, that never goes on.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's
totally
funny.
No, never. Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering, who are the speakers who come and talk to groups of moms like that? Like speakers, what might be a subject matter?
It's strippers, Dom. It's men dressed as cops. Come on.
It's usually ladies from the church.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you all do a little moral support and advice and all that. Yeah, that's good. All that stuff's beneficial. So that's cool.
I want to speak to one of those groups sometime.
What would you say?
I don't know. I'd come up with something.
Are any of
a
you single?
Hey, listen. I've got a lot of experience in my life with single moms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've dated a few single moms, so maybe I could, you know, offer that kind of perspective, you know?
Sure.
I kid you not, when Gretchen, yeah.
She's like, I'll throw that out there and we'll see if it sticks. We'll see if that sticks.
It's funny, you know, when Gretchen and I were dating, I even said something to her about that because she was a single mom when we were dating. And she said, you should write like a blog thing. And we actually sat down and came up with it. It was called Adventures of Dating a Single Mom. And it was, I had at least a dozen different categories of things that would be subject matter that people who date single moms, what you have to prepare for. And it's everything from, you know, the kids themselves to, you know, the whole issue of discipline, you know, somebody else's kids to dealing with the dad, you know. And one of them that was a classic was... Maybe, should I talk about this? Should I? This one's a little edgy. Should I talk about
it? Is it sweet, sweet love making?
No. Okay, so I'll tell you the story. This was a classic. This was me with the mom, right? And her daughter was off with the biological father somewhere. And the father was on a trip with it. He had taken his daughter, you know, somewhere out in the West Coast or whatever. And the dad called the mom while I'm sitting there, frantic. because his daughter had had her first time of
lady
the month.
Time, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
first
no.
time ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kayla, and the dad was flipping out.
Oh.
And for me, I'm sitting there laughing my arse off. It is one of the funniest things. Because he just had no idea what to say or do. And the mom was so funny. She's like, look, you just go to the store. This is what you get.
Yes. That was my dad when I was young, for sure.
I think that would be any dad. You're kind of like, what do you do? And
yeah.
So, see, that was going to be one of the chapters in the whole thing, is that you never know what the adventures will include. So,
that's parenting in general.
That's right.
Correct. Kayla, let's play Rattle Off. You've been an absolute delight to speak with.
Thank you.
We were talking about bottled water a little while ago. Jeremy had a story in the trending report about
leaky
how all
chemicals.
These chemicals leach out of the plastic. And
yeah, stuff's bad for you.
So, Kayla, if you see where this is going, in 10 seconds, we need 5 brands of bottled water. 5 different brands of bottled water. Ready? And go.
Aquafina, Dasani, Fiji, Smart Water, and oh gosh, I need one more. The Rock one.
The Rock one. What's the Rock one?
I can't think of it. I had 4.
You could have said just like Kirkland water or Kroger brand, I guess.
There's Perrier.
I blacked out after 4.
Darn it. You were so close.
Are you thinking about the Arrowhead one? That's got a big rock on it.
Yes. I think that is totally Arrowhead. What I was thinking.
Darn it.
So close.
So close. Listen, when you get to your mom's group, get up and talk about how you were on the radio playing Rattle Off with Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah, give us a shout out.
They're probably listening to me right now. They're going to be like, were you on the radio?
Hi, moms.
Tell them that Dom's going to come be a speaker for your group sometime, okay?
Okay, I will for sure.
Bye, Kayla.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye. She's so sweet.
Shout out to the other moms, by the way, who are going to the groups.
Enjoy today. Your snacks.
Yeah, good snacks, I hope. Christy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning. Mm.
What are you up to today?
Headed out to work pretty soon.
Yeah, what do you do?
Dropped kids off from school. I'm an interior designer.
Ooh, you fancy. I have mad respect for interior designers. That you have an eye for pillow placement and where lamps should go and
colors.
And
really.
Colors and the throw rugs, and that's crazy, crazy skills. Did you go to school for that, or you just watch a lot of HGTV?
I did.
Did you?
No, I went to school for interior design.
That's pretty cool.
So
where'd you go to school for that?
Floor plans and Colorado State.
Oh, right. You're a Ram. Go Rams. All right.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's cool.
Well, I think about, what's Chip and Joanna, right?
That's right.
And Joanna
That's all they
will
do.
Pull up that computer screen with the 3D thing or jigger.
Yeah,
whatever.
They show you.
Is that
gonna,
what you're doing,
what
Christy?
Do.
Where to put a table?
Yeah.
Hey, our barn doors.
Rendering.
Are barn doors still a big thing? Those sliding barn doors.
Those got to be on the way out.
They're fading. They're
are
fading.
They?
All the barn farm is fading.
What's the hot new trend right now?
It's everything. I think people are going for texture. That's what I'll
texture.
Call it.
Texture.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
They like to mix things. So like a chunky stone with a smooth surface next to it.
Hmm.
You're
I
a
like
chunky
texture.
Stone.
Yeah. Listen, when you watch Joanna do her 3D rendering, do you look at it with a critical eye and say, well, I would
never
this.
Put that plant there.
I would have moved this doorway over to
There's
you.
There's not enough
that?
Texture in that lamp.
Right. Rarely. She's pretty talented herself.
She probably has a whole team behind
That's
her, though,
thinking.
Designing right. it. Then they plunk her down with a laptop to make it look like she's really
Yeah,
doing this.
She probably has 8
yeah.
people behind the scenes doing
she
all that.
She has no idea how to use a
there's
laptop.
There's 8 other women who are doing it, and then they hand it to her.
Mm-hmm. They're like, Joanna, no more barn doors. No more.
Yep.
That's too bad.
That's
I like
thing.
The barn door.
I don't think I would put anything like that in because it seems like it would be have a shelf life.
I like the look.
Yeah.
I want to finish my basement and I want a bedroom down there, but I want double barn doors on it so I can open it up and essentially make the family room bigger if we wanted to, or close the double barn doors off and make it a bedroom.
I'm not into those barn door things because there's not enough sealage.
There's not enough sealage, and there's a pinch factor too. You know, get your hand in there wrong, and you get your finger
tricky
in there. Yeah,
I want a door that closes fully.
Dom needs his privacy.
I like privacy.
All right, yeah. We've covered all the interior design.
Christy's like,
handle.
I'm done talking about this. Can we please play the game?
Say,
all right, let's play
guys.
The game.
I'm ready.
All right,
this one is now. This is mind candy, Christy. So don't overthink this. Just have a lot of fun with it. Okay.
Okay.
It's one of those where you can almost say anything.
Mm-hmm.
10 seconds. We're looking for five things that you should never put in your dishwasher because we learned about the plastic bottles this morning. But what are five things you should never put in your dishwasher?
Don't overthink it.
Have fun with it. Ready and go.
Your child, your animal, your shoes, your sofa, and your car remote, your unlocker. Your cell phone.
I don't think I'm going to accept any of those.
Oh,
I don't think you got one. I don't think she got one today. I'm constantly putting my sofa in my dishwasher. Thank you very much.
Let's put a child in it.
You just
got to put a swimsuit on them and they're fine.
Yeah, if they're sticky, throw them in the dishwasher.
Yeah, it's like a water wiggle, man. No, we're kidding.
You
You're a
winner!
Good job.
That one was ridiculous.
It's so good. You got it.
So that was ridiculous. You're the champion today, Christy.
Great.
Mm-hmm. The Rams score a point.
Finally.
Right. Stand by, and Josh will come back to tell about that great prize, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Christy.
You're welcome.
All right.
Hey, wait a minute. What was the prize again? Wasn't it tickets to the...
To the Colorado Garden and Home Show. She's going to
she
be in heaven.
That's perfect for her.
Those are her people.
Is she going to be kind of judgy walking up and down the aisles?
She will the whole time. She's like, I do that different. I do that different. I do that different.
Oh, goodness.